The John DiBella Podcast.
He's got this one wrong. Yeah, of course he's got it wrong.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9.
Everything out of his mouth is going to be wrong.
MGK.
I have no idea. Every once in a while, a story will come out, and this one really epitomizes what I'm about to say, that I have no idea why, out of the blue, this research is being released.
Okay.
A study found that if you're in the moderate damage zone of a nuclear blast, more than a mile away or so, all right, your best bet is to crouch down in the corner of the room facing the blast.
Facing the blast. Why?
Because, well, probably, it doesn't really explain it, but this is the way you'll survive the shock wave, at least. It's probably because, if you think about the corner, it's going to be like, it's going to kind of divide the blast into two directions, if that corner is facing the blast.
Okay. Yeah. I get it. The corner facing the blast.
Yeah, I thought
you meant you go in the corner and face the blast.
No. You go into the corner that is facing the blast.
I understand that.
Right.
I thought, now that makes sense, because the wall in front of you. I thought, if the blast is coming from where you're at, I go to this corner and I face that blast, even though the corner is facing the other way.
No, I get it.
All right.
I don't really worry about that, because I built a bomb shelter years ago.
Yeah, well, typical.
I went to Bob's.
You and Dave.
Dave built his own.
Dave's goal, he's got the sump pump, or whatever it is, the poop mountain that he has.
Right. But no. Bob's, you ever been to Bob's?
No.
Interesting place.
At Bob's Bomb Shelters and Spas, we'll help you survive a nuclear explosion of up to 60 megatons. Plus, every shelter comes with a year-long supply of survival food to get you through phase one of fallout and safely into the nuclear winter. That's when you and what's left of humanity will fight over whatever food source is left, all while taking out hordes of your mutated neighbors and friends attacking you like zombies in a post-apocalyptic hellscape. Yes, Bomb Shelters are back, just like the good old days. See you soon at Bob's Bomb Shelters and Spas. Bomb shelters so nice you'll never want to leave, you know, because of the nuclear zombies.
I wouldn't share with your neighbors you have a year-long supply of food.
The John DiBella Show. Philadelphia's classic rock. 102.9 MGK.
So on Friday, when we were celebrating Friday the 13th, we were dealing with superstitions, and we said, hey, you know what? We should get to this topic, and we want to get to it today, and it has to do with fears and superstitions that your parents laid on you, right? And you didn't have them on your own, but because they were a family fear or superstition, somehow you managed to, you know, incorporate it into your life. All right, so I'm curious, and I'm going to open it up to everybody. Numbers here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK. It's gypsies. I think I may have mentioned this the other day. I have a fear of gypsies, right?
You know? They're everywhere.
They're everywhere.
I see one walking down the street right now.
When I was a kid, that was the thing that your parents would tell you all the time, that you had to be careful. That, you know, and it was the idea of how to be safe in the neighborhood.
Yeah, you know.
So they put this fear of gypsies in our heads that they were going to come and steal their children. Right, and I was a child, so I could get stolen, so I had to be careful. And for some reason, that also had something to do with a cabbage patch. I don't know if they made you.
What?
They were going to take you to a cabbage patch. They're going to make you work in a cabbage patch. This is long before there were cabbage patch kids, right? You know, and I lived in Queens, New York, right? Lots of farming.
Right. Yeah.
Lots of farming in Queens. You know, it's almost like all the farms that are up in the Northeast. So that was one for me. Did you have any?
In my family, we don't like wire hangers. The story was that my great-grandfather, he had one blue eye and one brown eye, and his blue eye got taken out with a wire hanger. So
Wire hangers. Was it a fake eye?
No. It changed the pigment of his eyes.
That's the story. I know for some reason that made it more traumatic that he lost his blue eye.
Right.
You lose your brown eye.
Don't it make your brown eyes blue? it happens. Here's another one. All right, Casey, my son, is afraid of all. And now this is a guy, he's 38 years old. And he is got an insane fear of flying bugs. All because of my mother-in-law. My mother-in-law was allergic to, you know, couldn't get stung by a bee, go into anaphylactic shock, that noise, right? So anytime she would see a flying thing, she'd be like, ah, you know, and go running into the house, right? Casey developed it. right? So it doesn't matter what it is, a bee, yellow jacket, fly,
right,
mosquito, whatever, all flying things, right? In the summertime, he will have the house sealed, right, because that's something could fly in.
That's funny. I don't think I have any fears or, I mean, I mentioned the other day in terms of superstitions, I'll still do the, you know, don't step on the crack.
Right, yeah,
You know, I'll walk over, and I told it to Jack the other day, so that, you know, continuing the tradition.
Right.
But nothing's really been passed down.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, let's see. You know, maybe it's spiders. I mean,
maybe
I
we are gypsies. And that's why the gypsies weren't passed down.
Oh, okay.
Come here. Let me tell you your fortune.
John DeBella.
Someone smells stinky.
102.9.
Oh, it's me.
MGK. You know the bands, you know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
Steely Dan, from the get-go, from Can't Buy a Thrill, Steely Dan was into the idea of bringing in guest performers. Now, at the time, they had two different guitarists in the band, Denny Diaz and, of course, Jeff Skunk Baxter, which most people really know from the Doobie Brothers. But he started out in Steely Dan, and when they went to do a Reelin' in the Years, they decided to bring in this guy, Elliot Randall, to do the guitar solo. Here's Jeff Baxter.
That's a wonderful song. It was the first chance for Elliot and I really to play in the same band situation. And I thought he played his ass off on that record. That's still one of my favorite guitar solos in the world. It was rocking. It was what's always nice about it. You know, it was a good song, and we were definitely rocking out.
The John DeBella Podcast.
This, wow.
John DeBella.
Wow, you're so dominant.
Philadelphia's Classic Rock 102.9.
Wow.
MGK.
But we actually started talking about this on Friday when we were talking about superstitions and the fears or superstitions that your parents have laid into you. And we said, you know, we should do that as a phone topic. So we decided today to do it as a phone topic. And people have been lining up for a bit now. We've got a bunch of people on hold. If you've got one, call us here in the studio at 215-263-WMGK. Let's start off with, who we got here? I'm going to start with Laura.
How are you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
I am fine. All right. So what fear or superstition did your parents lay upon you?
My mom used to tell us kids, there were five of us, that if we were bad, she was going to sell us to the gypsies.
Sell you to the gypsies. And my family, they were just going to come and steal us. Your
family was making money off of it. Oh, yeah. My mom was making money. And my brother, when he was younger, he went to a store. I wasn't born yet, and my mom would just tell this story. He saw this guy that looked a little funky to him, and he asked my mom if that was the gypsies. And she said, yeah, and if you don't act right, I'm going to sell you.
Oh, man, wow. The poor guy. But that's great. Did it work?
I guess, I mean.
Well, you didn't get sold, so I guess you acted right.
Ron, what about yourself? Fear or superstitions that your parents laid on you?
Yeah, when I was a kid, my mom always said, oh, you didn't wash behind your ears. You know, you're going to start growing potatoes behind there. So I remember when I was a kid, I was worried about growing potatoes. I thought somebody was going to start shooting ketchup at the back of my head because I looked like a French fry.
Oh, my God, Ron.
Yeah.
Well, as a kid, John, what was the one thing you were so scared of that you never encountered the rest of your life?
Oh, quicksand!
Quicksand, yes! Thank you! You got to it. Correct. Right. Same thing with the potatoes behind the ears.
It's like, really? Really, it is amazing how feared we were of quicksand as children.
Where is it?
All right. It was next to the cabbage patch.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, Karen, what was it for you?
When I was younger, my mother always told me never to kill a bug or an insect of any kind because she said it could be somebody's mother.
Was your mother a Buddhist?
No, she was not. She was an Irish mother.
Uh-huh.
Karen, there's a ladybug that's stuck between our double-paned windows. It's been here for a year and a half. Do you think that's someone's mother, or is it dead now?
It's probably dead.
Okay,
someone's dead mother.
Oh, okay, all right. Rest in peace.
All right, Steve, what did they do to you? What sort of superstitions or fears did your parents put into your life?
I grew up in a Swedish superstition that if you want good luck, and the first day at the beginning of the month, the first word that you have to say is rabbit. Has to be the very first word that comes out of your mouth.
Wait a second. So on February 1st, right, I wake up in the morning, and before I say, oh, damn, the alarm, right, I have to say rabbit.
Yes, it's the Swedish superstition.
All right. Do you have any idea what brought that about?
I can't remember, honestly. I guess I wanted some good luck or something, and my father told me about it because he's Swedish. I've tried it. It doesn't really work.
Is that their...
Surprisingly, it doesn't work, Steve.
I wonder if that's their iteration of, like, the lucky rabbit's foot that people would have.
Maybe.
I've seen kids of that in the 90s.
All right.
I don't know, but it's an old Swedish tradition.
Speaking of rabbit feet, all right, I'm going through some old crap, some stuff. I'm trying to get rid of some stuff in the house. And I open up this box, and I notice... What is like a skeletal claw, right?
Oh, my God. How old was it?
It had to be 40 years old, this rabbit foot that I had
from when
I was a kid.
It looked like a chicken foot at that point.
Like, oh, my God.
Gross.
I have to remember on February 1st, though, to make up for that rabbit.
Scream rabbit.
Right? Have a good morning. Becky, what about you? All right, what fears or superstitions did your parents lay on you?
Actually, when I was pregnant with my firstborn, my grandmother died, and I was told I could go to the service, but I was not allowed to go to the cemetery. Pregnant women are not allowed to go to the cemetery.
Why?
That's what I said. I said, why? It's written.
I said, where's it written?
Just go back to the house and wait for the caterer. You can't go. I'm Jewish, and believe it or not, my Italian girlfriends have said they've heard the same thing, too. They don't know why. They think that the dead people are going to mess with the souls of the unborn.
That's the most bizarre thing I've ever heard.
Sounds like Yul Brynner was in their family. So it is written, shall be done.
Becky, you said you're Jewish. Was the grandmother... Your grandmother, or was it the other side's grandmother?
No, my grandmother. My grandmother.
Okay. I was going to say maybe they had something against Jewish folk.
All right.
No.
Catholic cemetery. Don't show up.
Not at all. I still have yet to see where it's written. Though.
Yeah, where's it written?
That's where it's written. Have a good morning.
The John DeBella Show.
You are so weird and wonderful.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.